I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jim, what do you think when I say Vontaze Burfict?
Menace.
Okay. It's a good word. Yeah. Chris?
Bad dude.
Producer Matt, what do you think when I say Vontaze Burfict?
Reckless.
I think that's all well and good. That's all fair. That falls into what I would say.
Yeah. The reason I hesitated, because a few other things that I couldn't say on the radio were in my head first.
But he's now out of the AFC. Well, I don't want to say he's out of the AFC North. Yeah, who knows? Baltimore could sign him, right? Cleveland could get him. That'd be something else. He can't go to Oakland because he couldn't play with AB. You know, I know people are talking about that. There's no way they could play on the same team. But
that'd be the next, like, chummy video with AB.
That would be.
That would continue to set them up perfectly for Hard Knocks.
I thought those Derek Carr videos were great.
But is there something that's going to be missing, though? That Vontaze Burfict now is not playing for? Did you look forward to it in a weird, strange, a twisted, sordid way? I looked forward to playing as a fan. From a fan standpoint, you didn't want anybody to get killed, but I looked forward
except
to
him.
Guys getting mad. Except him. Jim.
Coming in hard.
Yeah, right? There you go.
Well, I'm looking at it from a fan's perspective.
Jim pushing forward the envelope on homicide, which is okay every once in a while.
In a figurative sense.
Yes, sure.
Yeah, yeah. On the field.
Did he look forward to those games? Because for a span of about 2 years, I guess I did.
I'll be honest, I'm glad he's gone, because this is almost a relief now. Like, the one thing that would have existed during Bengals week, I think, going into those games this year would have been, all right, the Bengals stink, Andy Dalton's this, new head coach, yada, yada, but Vontaze Burfict could try to break somebody's leg. You don't have to worry about that now. I mean, the Bengals have become, going into 2019, what the Browns were for the past couple of decades. They're going to be the beat-upon team in this division, at least this year, I think. And it will be helpful to go into Bengals week and not be worried about who Vontaze Burfict is going to try to hurt.
I don't think it's over the line. I think it's part of what football is now. And you have to learn to play within the scope of what football is right now in this game. And that's in the receiving of the football. And those guys are being protected. And I understand I'm part of why they're protected. And that's part of it.
That was one of the most delusional things that's ever been said in a press conference.
That's just the way they play football. I mean,
whenever he knocked AB out, AB couldn't play in the Denver game. And then his coach just says, Marv says, you know, it just maybe the receivers are a little bit soft here.
Just part of the game.
You think if the coaching change would have happened sooner, that Vontaze Burfict would have been out of Cincinnati sooner? Was this fully enabled by the coaching staff?
Yeah, probably.
Because I'm starting to think that, too.
I mean, if it had happened a year ago, yes, certainly, because Burfict has proved that he's way past his prime.
I don't think he did anything wrong. So I think we were not in the wrong here.
No.
I mean, the stuff that is
trying
Jim
to kill
is now
a guy.
Rubbing his nose and lifting his glasses up.
But it's not, you know, we heard that over the years from him. And I think I also think that there are some people that are blinded by the guy's pure talent,
uh-huh.
And that they are thinking, although he didn't switch teams, so it wasn't like the old, oh, I can change him. You know, you get that attitude from somebody who'll say, okay, I can change him, I can harness him. So we haven't had a chance to see that yet, but we will. My guess is somebody's going to figure out that, hey, you know what, man, this guy was a really good player at some point. He can help us, and I can change him.
100%. Yes, I agree 100%, and that's the thing he knows he's got to realize all the time, and that way, and then so it's not the national furor all the time of what's going on. Fury, I guess, will be the word.
Yeah, people are picking on people. Picked on him.
Poor Vontaze.
Yeah, I know. The man's out to get him all the time. Jimmy sounds just shaking his head.
It wasn't just the thing, and then it turned out it wasn't just the Steelers. You know, he was doing it to other people too, and I do know this. I can tell you that the Steelers players, especially like the offensive linemen, you know, it'd be like, here comes Bengals week. Okay, they don't mind talking about like how great Geno Atkins is, but they also know, you know, you go to talk to DeCastro, Ramon, Pouncey, all those guys, and it'd be like, oh man, here comes Colony. Okay.
You sense they really hated that dude?
Oh yeah. Yes. They came to, I think, but I think like a lot of other guys, they respected his his pure talent. And we've talked about that. And that players, you know, talented people respect other talented people. Mm-hmm. And they know how good this guy is, or was or could have been, or however you want to phrase it. And yet at the same time, it's like, oh, man, okay, we're going to have to answer these questions again because they're going to ask me about Perfect. What am I going to say about him this time?
But
I play hard. Sometimes it gets me in trouble. My style of play is aggressive, and it's changed, and I have to change with it. And that play right there, I think if I wasn't number 55, I wouldn't have got flagged.
Right.
It's like comical how no one saw how dirty this dude was in Cincinnati.
I mean, he purposely injured Le'Veon Bell.
Yes.
And derailed a season, essentially, by doing so. That right there is reason number one. You can have all the respect for a guy in the world based on their talent, but as soon as that happens, if I'm a player, I look at 55 and wonder, great, when's he going to try to hurt me?
I do kind of miss it, though. I do miss Pac-Man and Perfect there just for this kind of stuff.
I'm sitting here looking at the thing on ESPN. I guess Pittsburgh got all gangsters. Mike Tomlin tell his team to shut the up and play football, because ain't nothing going to happen to 5-5 on the field or off the field. Dig that. Y'all want to go report, so report that.
All right, Pac.
Dig that. Dig this.
See, we do miss it. You guys, you know, he is gone, and you don't want to get people hurt.
There'll be somebody else will pop up.
I miss the Bengals being competitive.
Somebody else will pop up.
Yeah. Don't you think?
Maybe.
There's always somebody else.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.